China is taking unprecedented steps to try to contain a deadly new virus that has sickened hundreds and is spreading during the busy Lunar New Year travel season. Cities are being locked down, including Wuhan, where the virus started. Joining us now is NPR's Emily Feng. She's in Beijing. Emily, these cities that we're talking about are home each to millions of people. How does the government lock them down?
They do it transport line by transport line. First, they start, as they did in Wuhan, with the airports and the train stations. In Wuhan, they locked everything down by 10 a.m. this morning. And people who were live streaming this quarantine being carried out showed soldiers literally marching up to the train station with masks on, barricading the doors and preventing people from entering the station and leaving. That then meant people tried to leave by car because the highways were open for a while. Those highways are now being sealed. So slowly, you know, bit by bit, people have been sealing off the entry points and exit points to these cities.
But I've seen some reporting that people are maybe okay with the fact that they're being kept where they live, but they're not so satisfied with the amount of care that is available to them if they're feeling sick. Are people satisfied with how the Chinese officials are reacting to this?
It's hard to say because the information coming out of these cities has been difficult. A lot of this stuff goes on social media and then is very, very quickly deleted. One thing that I did see yesterday was that there were hundreds of people posting on social media complaining that they felt like they had fevers, that they might have the coronavirus, and they wanted to be screened at hospitals and clinics. But Wuhan hospitals have been completely stretched thin. They've been asking for doctors from cities like Beijing and Shanghai. It's still not enough, and people had been turned away as late as yesterday night. Wuhan has resolved to take as many people as they can. They've added about 5,400 hospital beds, indicating actually that authorities think this outbreak is going to get way worse before it gets better. Right now, there are about 600 confirmed cases. But right now, there's a real labor scarcity of medical talent who can deal with the number of suspected cases.
Well, when you say 600 confirmed cases, do people trust the information they're getting from officials about the number of cases, the number of deaths, et cetera, from this coronavirus?
Not at all. And they have some precedent, the most infamous of those being the 2003 SARS epidemic, which the Beijing government initially denied was happening. Eventually, they admitted that they had an epidemic on their hands, but 8,000 people were sickened, 800 people died. Just last year, there was an epidemic of swine flu affecting not humans, but pigs. But because the government didn't admit how bad the problem was, about 40% of China's pigs died before they could address the issue. So people are understandably skeptical. But the government has also been pretty open about committing to confirming the cases as they come in this week. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there's been a huge jump in the number of confirmed cases. Last week, it was around 60. This week, all of a sudden, it's reached more than 600. And so people have been suspicious. They think that perhaps these cases existed all along, and it's only until now that the government's disclosing that. Of course, we have nothing to back that allegation up, but it is a widely held suspicion.
Well, and is there any way to judge whether the measures that the government has taken so far have had any effect?
It's still too early to tell. One thing that people have been very concerned about is this virus is now national. In fact, it's international. It's in Hong Kong, it's in Japan, it's in the U.S. Simply by quarantining cities in one province in China might be too little too late because the virus is already in major cities around the world.
That is NPR's Emily Feng in Beijing. Emily, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.